Sarah Pierce, the festival's co-managing director, said the groundwork for a solution was laid by former Park City manager Tom Backerly and the festival's former managing director Jill Miller. Pierce said it was then left to her to carry the ball across the finish line. She said the festival faces a certain amount of risk in agreeing to move the dates later on the calendar to avoid not stepping on the MLK holiday. She said Sundance occupies a strategic spot on the yearly calendar of festivals.
We're at a prime location between the Toronto Festival, which is just finishing now, and Cannes, which happens in May. And so that January position is really important. We're also the first kind of major cultural event of the year. And the idea that someone might move in ahead of us on the January calendar was something we had to think through. And also, by moving the dates, we will be directly overlapping with a major festival in Europe. And one of the reasons why we are so successful is because the majority, a really, really high percentage of our films are world premieres, meaning they've never shown anywhere else. And that's why we get so many press coming to our event and so many industry members. And those are the people that fill up the lodging and, you know, spend a lot of money in the restaurants.
The event they bump up against is the Rotterdam Film Festival, and Pierce said she's discussed the issue with organizers there.
And I haven't circled back to them now that this is finalized, since it just happened last night, but we will be in touch with them and see if, you know, what they want to do and how we could work together, because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to support independent filmmakers and hopefully we can make that work.
Yeah, and the scheme of things, does Rotterdam have the prestige that Sundance does?
They're a big festival in Europe, and we do compete for documentaries and international films, and that's an area, you know, the international films is an area that we want to continue to expand.
Dirk Beal from the Park City Chamber Bureau's executive board said it was important to them to secure another major ski weekend.
Some of our competitors have been able to achieve really great occupancies over MLK, even rivaling, you know, some of the larger holidays such as President's Week and whatnot. Not in terms of, you know, of rate or length of stay, but to have that consistent messaging in our marketing that we're open for skiing on MLK. And I think that's going to be huge for the business community of Park City.
What, Christmas still, the biggest event of the year, followed by Presidents?
Correct.
Where does Sundance fit into that?
It depends on which business sector you're talking about. Obviously, it's a huge economic boom for the lodging community and restaurant community. But we think we can kind of have our cake and eat it, too, with the festival still going on. And MLK, for the next 13 years or so, being, you know, set aside for a ski holiday weekend, it's a win-win, as Sarah said.
Dirk Beal from the Park City Chamber Bureau and Sarah Pierce, the co-managing director for the Sundance Film Festival. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.